Hello.
So sorry about that. I picked up my phone and I cut you off. Sorry about that. Really sorry.
Honestly, do not apologise. It's fine. It happens. Okay. Just need to confirm for date protection. I'm speaking to Miss Sharon Kyle. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
Date of birth, 18/9/1973. Okay. Got your postcode there. Was Kilo Alpha 260 Bravo Lima. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. I've got Roxburgh Road in Girvan, is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which number, Sharon?
Number 8.
Number 8, that's fine. So going to pop that onto your report, bear with me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just saving that to your report now to making sure it all matches up. I won't be a second. If you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, Sharon. Just making sure the report's correct, okay? Brilliant. Now, I need to ask you this question. Do you have a terminal illness?
I have a few.
Okay. What illnesses do you have?
I have COPD.
Okay.
I have asthma.
Yep.
I have IBS.
Okay.
And now been diagnosed with high blood pressure. I'm ready for the knackers, I think.
Hopefully not while you're on the phone. Hopefully not.
No, I need back to work tomorrow. I've been off all week with a chest infection, so... Oh, no.
It's been going around, hasn't it? There's been a couple of people within the office that have had a couple of chest infections.
Because I've not got an immune system because of my COPD and that. the boss hasn't even heard about
it. I can imagine it's 10 times worse for yourself, is that correct?
Exactly, because I can't fight off infections, So she's not been happy, because I'm a support worker with people with learning disabilities.
Okay.
A great job, love my job, but if I'm not well, I can't look after myself, I can't look after anybody else, but the boss hasn't been happy, so I'll need to get back tomorrow, because I've laid in my bed
for a week. Mm-hmm. Hopefully help take a turn for the better, hopefully, okay. Massive important question we need to do ask next, okay. I need to put on here a beneficiary, which is a next of kin. The reason why we have to put that onto your case file is because the payments for the Scottish Redress are at a substantial amount, which the average at the moment is £45,000, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have a success rate of 100% at this moment in time. Beneficiary, we do need to put on it, because if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving a payment, that the payment would go directly to them. Who would you like that to be?
I don't know, actually. My son or my husband.
Okay.
Probably my husband, because if anything did happen to me, he'd look after my son.
Yeah, of course, 100%. No problem at all. Can I take his name, please, Sharon?
It's Anthony Paul Kyle.
Okay, bear with me a moment.
Sorry, what's your name again?
It's Jamie Thompson from MMA
Legal. Sorry, James. Menopause, brain and all that. You did tell me, Anthony, get about 10th of April 1969.
23rd of April, was that?
The 10th.
The 10th of April 1969.
Yeah. 10-4-69.
Yeah, no problem at all. Do you have a contact telephone number for him at all?
Oh, yeah, I'll just get it my phone. I'll try not to cut you off, right?
No, it's okay. If I do, I'll ring you straight back. Don't worry about it.
No worries. Okay. 07458.
Yep.
661.
661 was that?
866, yeah.
Okay, yep. Sorry, Sharon, I think, have you cut off there? Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can.
So can we just repeat that again? I don't know if you got cut off then.
Yeah.
07458.
Yep, 661.
Yep, and the last three remaining digits?
866.
866, brilliant. So I'm just going to repeat that back to you. 07458-661-866. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's that.
Australian stuff. Okay. Now, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. You have been allocated to me, so if you have any problems throughout the whole process, you can contact me back. We do recommend that you save this number. Any questions or any updates you do require, you can contact me back on this number, okay? Now, I do need to go into the care settings page now, so we are going to go into a little bit of the past. Feel uncomfortable in any way, shape or form. We do appreciate things can be a little bit distressing depending on what circumstances you've gone through. We don't need to divulge much information. The main information is really like the institute and the date and any sort of abuse that was sustained at the institute. Okay. So how old would you say when you first went into the care system?
I think I was around about between 11 and 13.
Okay, so around about 1984, 1985, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where was the first institute you was at?
The first one and the only one that I was at was in Castlemilk. It was Downkeag House.
Are you okay to spell that for me, please, if you can, Sharon?
Downkeag, yep. D-O-W-N-C-R.
Yep.
D-R-A-I-G.
E-R-A-I-G.
Downkeag House.
Right, okay. I'm just going to try and bring the records up for that, okay.
And that's the children's home in Castlemilk.
So I'm just going to repeat that back to you. I've got D for Delta, O for Oscar, W for Whiskey, N for November, E for Echo, R for Romeo.
No.
Or is it Craig? Down Craig?
Yes, it is. Down Craig. Down Craig House.
Okay. I won't be a moment. I'm just going to see if we can bring up the records for Down Craig House. Okay, give me just one moment. We'll bring up in regards to the address and stuff like that. So we have had we've had cases before in regards to other people placing forward redress payments from Down Craig House. So we have got information regarding that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can probably imagine because
it was in Castle Mills. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I've got it.
A few people that I was in with, that I got friendly with, I might get a wee bit emotional here, because I was like one of the youngest ones there.
Yeah.
They kind of looked after me. And one time, one of the guys, Mark Easton, his name was, it was brother and sister, Tracy, I was really friendly with them. So we used to get out in the laundrette together and do our laundry. And it was John Marshall, the guy that ran the care home. Mark turned around and says to me, Sharon, get in that tumble dryer. And I went, no, I will not. And he went, please, just, I need you to trust me on this. And I need you to be quiet. And I went, what?
Bye.
And I did. I went into the tumble dryer and he stood with his back. Mark stood with his back to the tumble dryer.
While you was in the... While you was in the tumble dryer itself?
Yeah. He did protect me. Yep. And then the next minute, John Marshall started hitting and abusing Mark that stayed in the children's home.
Sorry, Sharon, if I do interrupt, I don't mean to rude, I need to place down the names as well. So was John Marshall one of the staff members?
He was, yes.
Okay, I need to place down to the report because it can match up with records in regards previous as well. So how long was you in Down Craig for? When did you actually leave? Mm-hmm. What age do you remember?
I think I was in there for about 7 months. The reason that I got placed in there was because I wasn't going to school, and they took me to a children's panel and my dad, and I remember saying to my dad, because I was being groomed and I didn't know it at the time, with all this money and days out and trips and things, and I remember saying to my dad, I love it here, I want to stay. I don't want to come home.
Of course.
But my dad never thought anything of it. He's like, ah, Sharon, you've just been a spoiled brat. And I'm like, right, okay. Okay.
Can I just ask there, Sharon, so in regards to the Down Craig Children's Home, I do need to make you aware, anything that you do say, it will remain in confidence, okay? Also, it's only discussed between myself, you and the solicitor, and it's kept on records, okay? So what I need to do in regards to Down Craig Children's House, would you say you suffered physical, mental or sexual abuse?
Mental abuse and nearly sexual abuse. One of the staff did actually try and touch me, and I kind of hit his hand away, and I went, don't do that to me.
Okay, so I'm going to put down mental, grooming, abuse, / sexual. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put down there. In regards to the mental side of things, would you say it was mainly the staff members that were trying to... Did you witness it with other children as well?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. I need to put that down on your report. Okay. And they was experiencing abuse as well, yeah?
Yeah. I remember their names as well.
Okay. In regards to the staff or the children?
The children.
Okay. The solicitors may recall that from yourself at a later statement, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The worst experience that you felt was at Down Craig, was it within the laundrette area or was there any other circumstances?
I remember I shared a bedroom with a girl called Fiona.
Okay.
My bed was at the window and hers was at the front room door.
Okay.
And I was kidding on, I was sleeping when they came in and actually put their hand over Fiona's mouth and dragged her out of bed and took her somewhere.
Let me put that down. Okay. Bear me a second. And you said they placed the hand over her mouth, yeah?
They did, yep. They did. Because she was kind of kicking a bit. And I just heard kind of mumbling because I knew she was trying to make a noise.
So they physically dragged her out of the bed, yeah?
They did, yeah. I can't remember Fiona's second name, but I just know her first name was Fiona. I can remember what she looks like.
Don't worry about that. Like I said, if there's any records in relation to that, which there will be, and the solicitors will be able to obtain that. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to continue? Or are you happy with the place?
No,
down?
I'm okay. Fiona was taken away out the room. I don't know where she was taken to, but she came back, which seemed like not long after she was taken away, and she was crying.
Okay.
And I remember saying to her, I'm like, Fiona, what's wrong? Are you okay? And she just says, Sam, it's okay. Just you go to sleep and kid on your sleep and don't get up. And I went, right, okay. So I didn't really understand what was going on then.
Of course. Okay, I do need to ask you as well, in regards to your adulthood, would you say due to the circumstances within the care home, with not the correct protocols being put in place, would you say it had an effect on your adulthood? Do you suffer with trust issues, anxiety, PTSD or anything like that?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, I need to put that down.
I don't trust anyone.
Okay. It started
with a young age, trust me. I lost my mum when I was 7. And my dad was my best pal. And my sister was 15 years older than me. And her boyfriend was 20 years older than me. And I didn't really know what was going on. So I think about the age of 9 or 10, I became a brat. just to put it bluntly.
Of course.
And
of course, yeah. It's,
I was nasty to
like
her.
Like a rebellious kind of thing. Yeah.
And my brother-in-law used to beat me. Saying, don't talk to your sister like that and all the rest of it. And I just felt she should have protected me, not allowed her boyfriend to hit me.
I'm with you. Definitely. So it seems out in regards to the statement itself, there's quite a lot there. Now, the solicitors will elaborate on that a little bit. They'll come back to you with a statement. If anything matches and you're happy with the statement, that's fine. If not, you can add some information to the statement if need be. We tend not to try and stay on the statement as much because, as you can imagine, it can be a little bit distressing. So we try and just get, like, really a brief statement, and then when the solicitors elaborate on it, come back to you. If there's anything that you think's correct or incorrect, you can add and take out.
I remember going into the office, like, up at the home. I remember going into the office and saying, oh, I'd like to go to the snooker, I'd like to go to the shows. I'd get took anywhere that I asked for.
Right.
But
so was it more like you say a grooming side of things?
Yeah, and they wouldn't let me go to my normal school, so they said that they would school me there. And what they used to do with me was they would say to me, "Well, I'm not doing that." And they'd be like, "Well, you're not getting your lunch then if you don't do your schoolwork."
Wow. Okay. Give me a moment, Sharon.
Okay, yeah.
Place that down onto your report. I won't be a moment. Okay. So what I'm now going to do, Sharon, I'm going to get you an authorisation email sent out. It's a click sign document. Do you have access to your emails? Is that correct?
I do.
You do. And I'm going to get our administration's team to send you over a message via the application or WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp as well?
I do, yes.
You do. Okay. So Sharon's going to get these sent over to you now. Okay, I won't be a moment. Spare me a moment.
You'll maybe need to talk me through what you do because I'm not the greatest with technology.
Yeah, of course you will. Yeah, no problem at all. What I'll do, I'll place you on hold for a minute while I get the administration team to get that sent over. The line's going to go silent. What I need to do, what you'll need to do is get a form of ID and a proof of address to confirm you are who you are so we can attach it to your case file for the solicitors. Now,
passport,
it can get activated within the last 3 months. Yeah, so passport's fine and driving license, we can use that. It's not a problem at all. As long as you've got your address on the driving license, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I'll leave you to go and get them. I'll be back with you in 60 seconds.
No worries.
It's pretty straightforward. That's everything then completed. We'll get the authorisation email over to you, and then the solicitors will contact you within 7 to 14 days. As I did mention, the average compensation is around about £45,000.
Yes.
Now, it's not there to heal any scars from your past. It's really there to provide you with a brighter future. Okay.
Yes.
I do need to make you aware as well. So there are 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in a government legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it will be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the highest amount possible that they can get for you in regards to your Scottish redress, okay? Now,
I think
the reason why they do that...
The reason why they do that
is because the legal team, to cover their legal costs, there is a cap at 20%. So you would receive, let's say, for instance, if you were to receive £100,000, you'd receive 80, they'd receive 20,000 to cover their legal costs. So their job is to go in for the maximum amount possible. Okay. So, Sharon, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to place you on hold for 60 seconds. The line will go silent.
Okay.
If you want to grab that information, and I'll be back with you in a minute. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean.
Hiya, Sharon. It's James again. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can do. I think I've managed to send you photographs through.
You have. I've just seen that from the administration's team now, so I can see that's just flagged up on our computer. So what's going to happen, they're now going to be saved to your case file right away. Okay. Now, the next thing is, if you go onto your emails, it's a click sign email, should be from MMA Legal. If you manage to go onto your inbox, you should have received that.
I think you said you needed 3. How many is that letters? I think I sent you three letters.
Oh, no, we only needed just the one. It's fine. No, but what I'll do, I'll attach that to there as well. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So what it is, it's proof of ID and a proof of address. Now, with your driving license having your address on it, we can use that as just your address and your passport, your photo, all that stuff on the toll. Okay.
See, when I was placed in the children's home, I was a different surname. Obviously, Kyle's my married name, and I was at a different address.
Right, let me just amend that. Give me just 1 second. I'll go on to your overview now, and it does say a previous name. So what I'll do, I'll change that so I can put a previous name in there for you. It won't be a moment.
Is all this with my dad?
It's fine. Be a second. There you go. Actual details. Previous names. Okay, surname previous. What was it beforehand, Sharon?
It was Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
H-O-M-E-S, is that correct?
H-O-L-M-E-S.
H-O-L-M-E-S, okay. Let me place that as previous name, okay.
And address when I was placed in the children's home was number 16, Westburn, which is W-E-S-T-B-U-R-N Avenue.
Yep.
And that was in Campbell Plain.
Okay, brilliant. Bear me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. So I've updated that. That's no problem at all there, Sharon. Great. So all I need you to do now is you just go onto your email form, and there should be an email in your inbox.
I've got a text message, I think, as well.
Yeah, you can click on the text message as well. Either way, send you a text or an email. So if you click on that, there should be a link on there, and it'll take you to a page where it requires a signature from you. Now, it's an electronic signature. It's basically just giving acceptance that you're happy to get the claim started. When you click on there, it will say sign here, and it'll ask for a squiggle from your finger, and then there'll be a button that says execute all documents underneath that.
Oh, God.
It'll never match your signature. Do not worry about it. It'll never match your signature because it's an electronic one. It just requires just an acceptance signature. That's all it is. Once you press execute all documents, it should say processed, and it should say complete for you.
Signing complete.
Yep, I can see that our end. Okay. Brilliant stuff. That's great. So, Sharon, everything is now completed. What I'm now going to do, I'm just going to get that packaged up and it'll get sent over to the legal team. Like I said, you'll be allocated a Scottish redress application number. Our legal team will be in contact with yourself within due course. Once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. Like I said, you've saved this number. Any questions about the whole process or any updates that you do require, please do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number. Is that okay?
Yeah, there's other people, when I was in the care home that I remember their names, and I became really friendly, and we stayed in touch for a few years, and I've lost touch with them, because I remember the things that they didn't know as well.
Of course, in regards to, is it no contact details for them at all?
I don't have any, I wish I did have.
No, yeah, I mean, possibly, I mean, they could be looking into the same thing as well. As you can imagine, with Downs Craig, there is a few cases that have gone through there and have been successful as well. So, like I said, the legal team will have a chat with you regarding that. They will go for a statement, obviously, with you. If there's anything you'd like to add, then please do so. Apart from that, do you have any questions at all for me, Sharon?
No, James, you've covered everything.
Brilliant stuff. As long as you're happy, we're happy. And like I said, any problems, please do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number, and I'll be able to assist you the best way I can.
Thank you so much for that.
No problem, Sean. We'll try and make it as stress and as free, stress-free and easy as possible, okay?
It's something you never forget. You just learn to live with, isn't it, really?
Of course. But like I say, it's there not really to cover the scars, but hopefully give you a brighter future. Like I said, the average payout is £45,000. And for some people, that can be a life-changing amount of money moving forward within life.
Oh, of course that is. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, Sharon, we'll have a lovely weekend. And all you need now need to do is just wait for this solicitor to contact you, okay?
No worries. Thank you so much, Tim.
Place onto your report as well, Sharon. I'm just going to place the password onto your report for your security and for our security. So if anybody rings you regarding your redress, all you now need to do is say, can you confirm my password, please?
If they don't confirm,
then it... Obviously, it means you're speaking to the incorrect person. So what would you like your password to be?
*0512.
Brilliant stuff. So I've placed that onto there now. So anybody that rings you up, always ask, can you just confirm a password, please, before I continue speaking?
That's a good idea.
*0512, and then it gives you a bit of security as well as ourselves, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Brilliant. Have a lovely weekend, Sharon. Take care.
Thank you, James. Bye.